When it comes to sustainable energy systems and service, Central Coast residents trust Solarponics. Marilyn from Templeton says, quote, Solarponics installed our system almost 20 years ago. There are occasions when your system needs to be serviced. With Solarponics, work is completed quickly with knowledge and skill. This is as important a part of a solar company as the original installation. Thank you, Marilyn, for your Google review. When we install a sustainable energy system, we're installing a lifetime of as important service. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Solarponics.com.
Attention Central Coast homeowners. Is your water heater over 7 years old? If so, replace it with a heat pump water heater before it fails and save thousands in energy costs. Plus, new rebates cover up to 80% of the cost. Call or click to get a free, no-hassle quote today. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Solarponics.com.
We're here to help. At Peak Painting, we get it. Hiring contractors can be frustrating. Missed calls, no callbacks, endless waiting for even a price. We do things different. You can book your quote right on the spot. And to top that off, you will have a detailed quote and price before we leave. Painting is easier with Peak.
Hi, I'm Seth Peak.
And I'm Ryan Peak.
And we're the Peak Brothers. From cabinet painting to interior painting.
Exterior painting, both residential and commercial.
We're your go-to family-owned and operated painting company serving all of Slo County. We look forward to working with you. To learn more and book your appointment, visit Peak Painting at peekpainting.com.
Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant in Paso Robles is open for lunch and dinner 7 days a week. That means you can treat yourself to some of the best Chinese food around any day or every day of the week. Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant in the Albertson Center on Niblick Road in Paso Robles. Dine in or for takeout or delivery. Call 805-238-9229. Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant, 238-9229. Open every day.
Sometimes it's what you've been waiting for, and sometimes it's unexpected. You're pregnant. Tree of Life Pregnancy Care Center is here to help. Services include pregnancy tests and ultrasounds, maternity and baby items, post-abortion support, and lots of helpful information. It's all confidential, and it's all free. There's a Tree of Life in San Luis Obispo, Atascadero, and Paso Robles. Visit our website at treeoflifepsc.com or call us at 805-543-6000. That's 805-543-6000. Tree of Life.
Now, KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Tuesday, March 31st, 2026. I'm Kevin Will.
CHP releases details of fatal collision at 101 near Cuesta Grade. Templeton Library to hold flea market fundraiser each month. Details of these and other stories coming up. Overcast today with highs in the low 60s. It's 55 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by Solarponics, solar for savings, battery backup security. And don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
Local news is brought to you by Blazin' Bear, helping families and businesses secure their financial freedom. The California Highway Patrol has released further details of the collision that took place Saturday night at the bottom of the Cuesta Grade, confirming one fatality. CHP says that at about 9:30 p.m., a Toyota Camry attempted to turn left onto southbound 101 from Higuera Ranch. A Toyota Highlander, traveling northbound, collided with the Camry, barreling across the southbound lanes and into the right-hand shoulder. The Camry sustained major damage, according to CHP, and was disabled and blacked out while facing the wrong way in the number one northbound lane. An adult female passenger of the Camry attempted to exit the vehicle. However, the driver of a Hyundai Tucson traveling northbound hit the blacked-out Camry, throwing the woman from the vehicle and into the southbound left turn lane at Higuera Ranch. The woman was pronounced dead at the scene. Five others were transported to a local hospital for minor to moderate injuries. The Templeton Library will kick off an Easter egg hunt as part of its first Saturday sales series on April 4th. Starting in April, the first Saturday of each month will feature thrift, vintage, flea, and maker's tents at the Templeton Library starting at 8 a.m. The first market sale will also feature an Easter egg hunt for children ages 1 through 8 starting at 9:30 a.m. The hunt will be split between ages 1 through 4 and 5 through 8. The hunt is candy-free. Eggs will instead be stuffed with prizes, trinkets, stickers, and coupons. The first Saturday series will serve as a fundraiser to the Templeton Library for donations. The library is funded entirely through donor funds. Templeton resident and property taxes do not go to Templeton Library, instead to 14 other county branches. Lainey Wilson to perform at California Mid-State Fair. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 7:10.
Blazen Bear Insurance Services is dedicated to protecting what matters to help clients achieve their strategic goals and objectives. We guide business owners in the areas of key person, business protection, succession, and estate planning, utilizing a secure online business valuation tool that helps them grow and manage their business. We mentor individuals and families to help them strengthen and protect their financial standing with the appropriate use of various life and disability insurance products. And we work with those approaching retirement who are interested in fixed annuities and planning for long-term care needs. We employ a consultative approach to the insurance planning process, making sure that it aligns with your big picture financial goals and objectives. This is Barry Fisher, Blazen Bear Insurance. You deserve a sound and well-balanced strategy and plan. Call today, 805-635-7200, or visit blazenbear.com. And don't miss our weekly radio show, Protecting What Matters, on KPRL, Tuesday, starting at 12:30 p.m.
KPRL News continues at 7:11. The California Mid-State Fair has announced Lainey Wilson will perform as part of the Michelob Ultra Concert Series Friday, July 17th. The opening show will be Colton Dawson. Lainey Wilson is a country singer and songwriter with 9 Country Music Association Awards, and her singles include Can't Sit Still, Watermelon Moonshine, and 2-time platinum Heart Like a Truck. She's collaborated with Jelly Roll, Hardy, Post Malone, and Dolly Parton. Colton Dawson is a rising country singer-songwriter with a soulful voice, sharp guitar work, and honest storytelling. He blends classic country roots with fresh, heartfelt songwriting. Tickets for this concert go on sale this Friday, April 3rd at 10 a.m. The Central Coast Zoo will be holding its Party for the Planet Earth Day celebration Saturday, April 18th. From 10 a.m. to 1 p.m., the 15th anniversary of this event celebrates the conservation of and protection of animals and plants. The day will include hands-on activities, exhibits, educational demonstrations on water conservation, and special animal encounters. The event is free with general admission to the zoo. Central Coast Zoo specializes in animals present in biodiversity hotspots, which are just 2.5% of Earth's surface, yet support nearly half of all bird, mammal, reptile, and amphibian species. Come celebrate Earth Day at the Central Coast Zoo Saturday, April 18th from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. In sports, Major League Baseball yesterday, the Braves shut out the Athletics 4-0, the Cubs beat the Angels 7-2, the Giants over the Padres 3-2, the Guardians beat the Dodgers 4-2, the Mariners over the Yankees 2-1. Tonight, the Athletics will face the Braves, the Angels will go against the Cubs, the Dodgers will face the Guardians, the Giants will go against the Padres, the Yankees will face the Mariners. In the NBA yesterday, the Lakers beat the Wizards 120-101. Tonight, the Lakers will face the Cavaliers. The Clippers will go against the Trailblazers. In California news, a U.S. Marine was arrested at the Palm Springs International Airport Monday after TSA found a live 25-millimeter explosive round in his baggage. The Marine said he found this round in the field a year ago and kept it, assuming it wasn't live. A disposal team took the round into a desert area where it was destroyed. The Marine may face criminal charges and could face penalty from the Marine Corps. This March has been one of the warmest to driest in history for California, according to information from the National Weather Service and Oceanic Atmospheric Administration. Conditions throughout the state have been exceptionally dry and record high temperatures as well. Rain is expected to move across California this week to potentially bring relief to the state, but is expected to be short-lived. Republican candidate for governor Chad Bianco has announced that his office has put the investigations into ballots from the 2025 election in Riverside County on hold due to, quote, politically motivated lawsuits and court filings. Local news was sponsored by Davis Body Shop, with more than 1,200 verified five-star reviews from North County residents. KPRL News Time is 7:14.
I'm not usually a reviewer, but I had an amazing experience at Davis Body Shop. From start to finish, the experience was ideal. Everyone was friendly, helpful, and professional. They kept me updated, did quality work, and had me in and out. No hassles, and returned my vehicle to me in perfect condition.
If you ever have an accident and need to repair your car, you could do what Ann did from Paso Robles. She took her car to Davis Body Shop. And Peggy from Atascadero said,
our family needed repairs to one of our cars, and friends had recommended Davis Body Shop. We were very pleased with their helpfulness, their attention to detail that was provided to us. They explained the process and kept us updated as repairs were made. They also assisted us in securing a rental car. I would definitely recommend them to anyone who needs repairs to a car.
Davis Body Shop is the area's largest auto body collision specialist on El Camino Real at Atascadero and on Theater Drive at Paso Chevrolet.
Welcome to the Line on Agriculture Report. This is Lori Boyer for the Ag Information Network. USDA's Beef Action Plan, including a voluntary product of the USA labeling program, is part of that plan, according to Undersecretary for Food Safety, Mindy Brashears. Another big part of the plan, which falls under her auspices, beef modernization when it comes to food safety inspection systems.
What we are focusing on is allowing more technical information to be applied to our inspection systems,
with a focus on efficiency.
I want to emphasize that we are still inspecting 100% of every carcass, every animal that comes through, even in the modernized system. But we found ways to make that more efficient and also allows for our industry to produce the product more efficiently and with better technologies. Sometime in the fall, we plan to roll out our beef modernization rule and have that available for the beef system in the U.S.
Once again, USDA Undersecretary for Food Safety, Mindy Brashears. She says these steps are being taken in an effort to not only increase consumer demand, but to expand processing capacity. The modernization will be similar to what has already been done in the pork and poultry industries. With today's Line on Agriculture Report, I'm Lori Boyer for the Ag Information Network.
Ranchers, do you need a bull that performs as well on the ground as he does on paper? Join Pleasant Valley Angus Annual Bull Sale Wednesday, April 1st in Sydney, Montana. Selling 55 registered yearling bulls and 35 open heifers with papers available. Backed by a proven cow herd built for functional, maternal strength and real-world performance. Lunch at 11:30, sale at 1 o'clock at the Sydney Livestock Market Center. Videos, catalog, and bid live at dbauction.com. Pleasant Valley Angus, cattle raised with integrity you can see and quality you can trust.
Impressions. On social media, they're peddled for pennies on platforms like Facebook that can be biased, even censored. So what are you really getting for your advertising dollar? I invite you to join the Southeast Regional Ag News Radio program, where our impressions are priceless, where it's impossible to put a value on information that empowers farmers and ranchers. If you're a company that values the impression you have within our ag community, support this radio station by sponsoring the Southeast Regional Ag News program.
For the Ag Information Network, I'm Lori Boyer.
This is Billy Gallant with your locally owned and operated H&R Block offices. When tax laws change, confidence matters. With the Big Beautiful Bill bringing new deductions, credits, and rules, your locally owned and operated H&R Block is here to help you make sense of it all. Our trusted tax pros stay up to date on the latest changes so you don't have to. H&R Block helps you get every dollar you deserve, fast, accurate, and stress-free. This tax season, trust H&R Block to help you navigate the Big Beautiful Bill with confidence. Call your local H&R Block office today to make an appointment and get your taxes done right.
When you're ready to protect your home or office, JV Roofing is your best choice. JV Roofing has over 20 years of roofing experience, and you can count on them to show up. Whether it's a clay tile roof, metal, PVC, TPO, or shingles, they have you covered. And they're also certified in West Coast decks. Check out the website at jvroofingca.com or call them for a free estimate today. JV Roofing, family owned, licensed, and bonded. 805-674-1383.
KPRL News continues at 7:19. Food and Farm News brought to you by Attorney Dave Duringer of Protective Law Corporation, a tax lawyer who does comprehensive estate planning for families, businesses, and farms interested in tax reduction and asset protection. The California Bountiful Foundation, a nonprofit research and education arm of the California Farm Bureau, created the Expanding Our Roots mentorship program to connect beginning farmers and ranchers with experienced producers who share practical, real-world knowledge. Through the program, mentors and mentees work through topics such as production, planning, business management, market access, navigating regulations, managing risk, and accessing resources and grants. The program continues to grow. To date, 246 farmers from 46 counties have enrolled. Expanding Our Roots serves a diverse group of producers, including 62 participants who speak a language other than English. Carol Thong of Sonoma County said working with her mentor, Andrew Forcini, a wine grape grower in Sonoma County, helped her better understand vineyard operations and identify ways to reduce costs, helping her make more informed decisions on her operation. Food and Farm News, brought to you by Attorney Dave Duringer of Protective Law Corporation, Estate Planning in Morro Bay. Go to lawnews.tv. Traffic report brought to you by Matt's Smog and Car Care at 834 Paso Robles Street, Paso Robles. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far this Tuesday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic brought to you by Matt Smog and Car Care in Paso Robles. Weather brought to you by Kevin Hunt Insurance of Templeton. Kevin Hunt will find the coverage you need for your home, life, health, and boat. Call Kevin Hunt Insurance at 434-3276 or stop by 105 South Main Street, Templeton. Cloudy skies today with highs in the low 60s, south-southwest winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Partly to mostly cloudy skies tonight with lows in the upper 40s, south-southwest winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies tomorrow with highs in the upper 60s, west-southwest winds at 10 to 20 miles per hour. Extended forecast is mostly sunny on Thursday and Friday, sunny on Saturday, mostly sunny on Sunday, partly cloudy on Monday, sunny on Tuesday. Low 70s Thursday, mid 70s Friday, mid 80s Saturday and Sunday, upper 70s Monday, 80 a week from today. Currently, it is 55 degrees and partly cloudy in Paso Robles. Weather is brought to you by Kevin Hunt Insurance of Templeton. Kevin Hunt will find the coverage you need for your home, health, life, and boat. Call Kevin Hunt Insurance at 434-3276 or stop by 105 South Main Street, Templeton. KPRL News Time is 7:21.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I don't need whole lots of money. I love that song. And actually, it's true. You don't need a lot of money at Paso Tile and Stone, where elegance is made affordable. You know, we have a lot to celebrate. First of all, we're celebrating our third anniversary already. Do you believe that? So by celebrating, I want to say thank you to all the contractors. We have 35 regular contractors that consistently buy from us. So thank you to them. Thank you to all the repeat customers. And for more celebration, we got slabs and prefabs. Buy one, get one free. We have tile for 99 cents. We have luxury vinyl for $1.99 to $2.99. We have 270,000 feet of luxury vinyl. So come on down to 3850 Ramada for tile and slabs and 447 North Main Street for our cabinets and for our luxury vinyl. Blessings to you and your family. Thank you.
I'm Elizabeth McDonald, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Stocks rallied at the open after President Trump said he's willing to end the Iran conflict without fully reopening the Strait of Hormuz. Though crude oil futures remain high, West Texas Intermediate U.S. crude is up to $103 a barrel. Brent crude, the global price, at $117. Unilever is separating its food unit, which makes Hellman's Mayonnaise, Knorr Soups, Sir Kensington Condiments, and other brands. McCormick, the spice giant, is buying the brands, though Unilever shareholders will still have a majority stake of the unit. Unilever shares down 2%, McCormick down 9%. Data storage giant Marvell Technology and AI chipmaker NVIDIA have revealed a strategic partnership, and NVIDIA has invested $2 billion in Marvell. Both stocks are higher. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jenny Coselda. Invested in you.
I'm alpine skier Michaela Schifrin. I've won the most World Cup ski races in history. But what does success mean to me? Success means discipline. It's teamwork. It's the drive and passion inside of us, and it's why Stifel is one of the fastest growing global wealth management firms in the country. If you're looking for success, surround yourself with the people who will get you there. If you're an advisor or investor, choose Stifel, where success meets success.
Stifel Nicolaus & Company Incorporated, member SIPC and NYSE.
Past performance is no indication of future results. Investing involves risk. Consult a financial advisor before making any investment decision.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
Mars Megastorage, your state-of-the-art storage solution on the Central Coast. Mars Megastorage can store your RV, boat, car, household, or commercial items in your own fully enclosed unit or covered storage space. Our on-site amenities include security cameras throughout, gate access from 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. with your own personal gate code, 17-foot high steel walls for extra security, fully paved, and a wash rack with professional pressure washer, buckets, brushes, and soap, as well as a dump station, all while providing our guests the highest quality of customer service. We encourage you to come see all the guest features we have to offer. At Mars Megastorage, we strive to give you the best possible storage experience at the best possible price. Big or small, we store it all. Mars Megastorage, 101 Wilsona Road in Paso Robles. Call us at 467-3200 or visit marsmega.com.
Blake's True Value Hardware Center has plumbing, electrical, paint, and tools for every reason and every season. There's no better place to shop for do-it-yourself projects than Blake's. They're your one-stop store for a full line of hand and power tools and accessories, plumbing and electrical repair parts and supplies, padlocks and door locks. And now is the time to tackle caulking and weather stripping for energy conservation. Blake's has all the supplies you need. Blake's has insulation tubes and wrap and electric protection cable. You may also need a tarp or two during the rainy season. You'll find several sizes at Blake's. And don't forget incredibly strong Gorilla Glue 100% proof and Gorilla Tape. Enjoy barbecue all year round with a digital-controlled, heavy-duty wood pellet grill from Blake's. Both grills, the Pit Boss and the Louisiana Grill, are always priced right at Blake's. For all you hobbyists, Blake's Hardware now carries a full line of radio-controlled planes, cars, and boats. Blake's True Value Hardware Center, 17th and Riverside in Paso Robles, open 7 days a week.
38 years ago, we opened Stove and Spa Center, and we are old and tired. We finally decided it's time to enjoy retirement. So we're having a huge store-wide sale. That's right, folks. If you've been thinking of getting a stove insert or fireplace, now is the time to get one. We have lots of inventories, and it all needs to go quickly. We have wood, gas, pellet units, and they are priced to sell. We have burn models up to 40% off. We also have fireplace screens, grates, steamers, gloves, and other hearth accessories all on sale to move. Don't miss the great opportunity to get items at a great price while supplies last. Stove and Spa Center is closing our doors, so don't miss this incredible store-wide deals. All sales are final and must take possession of product within 10 days of purchase. Come see all the items available to put into your home. Stove and Spa Center, 7485 El Camino Real, Atascadero, between Curbarill and Morrill Roads, open Tuesday through Saturday.
Email into the studio, Kevin at KPRL.com. The stream is KPRL.com. Freedom of Speech is brought to you by Glenn's Repair and Rental, 5025 El Camino Real, Atascadero. 238-5775. 238-KPRL, of course, 75 by now. Most of you know that you can text that. All right, we're ready to go with Freedom of Speech here on the Tuesday edition on The Right Choice. Protecting What Matters this afternoon. Barry's got some more information for you with his guests, including Melissa James, President and CEO of the Reach Central Coast. Updates on the meaningful private sector developments here on the Central Coast. And then, can never get enough information from those elected officials, including District 1 Supervisor John Pashong. He is back for another encore performance as we go to the phone line. Good morning.
Yes, you remember a couple months ago you said we didn't seem to know much about foreign countries?
Yes.
That was something I realized as a teenager. And so I've been looking into NATO from independent foreign news sources, Rutgers, Times of London, others similar. And the NATO of today is not the NATO that was set up after World War II. It's quite different. And it appears that it's not this administration. It looks as if it goes back as far as George Bush. Now, we stopped listening to our allies. And I would say today, the leader of the free world is Mark Carney, the Prime Minister of Canada.
No.
And he has created within NATO a independent funding mechanism that cuts the United States out. And half of the members of NATO today are countries that were under the thumb of the Soviet Union for 65 plus years. They have no interest of that happening again and are building weapons like mad and the ammo to go with them. So our president feels Putin is his greatest friend and is trying to get the Russian peace treaty, which is give me everything I demand. If we attempt to employ that, I think the countries of Europe will refuse. Now, this, by the people we've elected to office since George Bush, originally NATO's job was to prevent the Soviet Union from overrunning Western Europe. With today, apparently with more than half the countries having been under the Soviet Union, they don't want to go back. We're talking about Finland, Estonia, Latvia, Lithuania, the entire Warsaw Pact. And they're just fine with the war being fought in the Ukraine. They don't want it fought in their country.
Now, well, what are these countries, what have they done? I mean, you could probably go back to the Truman Doctrine because the, you know, the promoting, well, not promoting, but for the supposedly the treaty about a solidarity against communist aggression. And
yeah,
we've seen that. I mean, you can go, you know, not only the Truman Doctrine, but with Czechoslovakia, and you see countries want to establish, such as Russia and China, more and more of their power through the use of land. So what is, what do you think should be done when, as far as the relationship between the United States and NATO?
I don't think that's quite the right question, but I would encourage you to either hear or look up, and I know you can do it on the internet, the Prime Minister of Canada's speech at Davos. It's 16 minutes long, and he speaks about the rupture in relations. And he says this is the time for the small powers of the world to exercise their rights. Now, Canada has come under slights, insults, threats, and punishment. And they have not answered back. The leader of Canada is the former head of the Bank of England and the World Bank. When politicians speak, he looks at the math. And he's put an economic value on the decisions of the United States. And so they've established within NATO a alternative funding mechanism. That,
well,
okay. And I mean, this is big money, $92 billion.
Well, we know big money's involved and so forth, but at what point does or should the United States kowtow to anybody in the world?
Well, the United States is pursuing its own interests. Now, you heard on the news broadcast just a moment ago criticism of our allies for non-support.
Well, okay, because the United States has helped out many countries, not only militarily, mm-hmm. but financially for a long, long time. And as far as my memory goes, our so-called friends around the world have denigrated the United States.
Yeah.
While they've let their countries be overtaken by socialism and in some cases, you know, you can say communism and so forth. And then they ask the United States for help. And then after we give them some help, they flip us the bird. So if they can't take a little criticism every once in a while, that's too bad. And that's my view, obviously.
Yeah, well, you want to hear what the relationships with Canada is today? Canada and the United States were the most integrated of economies in the world. The Canadian Prime Minister speaks of the rupture of the old order. It's not coming back. Now, you've heard the proposal of Canada being the 51st state. The United States has said to the face of the Prime Minister, Governor, on a number of occasions, the Canadian military has told the government the United States can overrun Canada in from 2 to 5 days. So the government has issued to their soldiers orders not to shoot invading Americans. They're to run and hide. And their military command has been directed to source and plan for a 10 to 15 year Afghan-style war against the United
right.
States. That's where our relations with Canada are.
Well,
now, the president,
well, okay.
there are, this administration, didn't ask the people, didn't ask the Congress, didn't inform the allies. So, what happens to our support? Let's say a nuke goes off in Iran. Not aimed at anything. A nuke goes off. What happens to the support of the current administration?
Well, based on what I've been seeing or reading, it is since the second week, the American public is already losing interest, shall we say, in what the president is doing, which is not uncommon because Americans can't tolerate, and we'll go back to the beginning of your conversation, they know very little.
Mm-hmm.
There's too many people, not only in the United States and around the world, that think we're going to sign a piece of paper and everybody's just going to get along and they're going to leave us alone.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody that believes that is crazy.
Yeah, well, here's an interesting little thing about the Great Lakes.
We
insisted on a Great Lakes Preservation Treaty. And Canada signed it. And basically it says that 93% of the watershed of the Great Lakes is Canadian. Currently, there are a
All right.
number of bottling plants by Coke and Pepsi around the Great Lakes.
Okay, let's because we're running out of time here. Let's just so you're not sure or you don't know whether that the NATO that was initiated way back after World War II, we should perhaps do what?
Well, we stopped listening to our allies. Now, Poland has been concerned about air defense. Their concerns have been met with silence.
You know, some of these countries that end up looking for our support also have, in some instances, refused to have air support by the United States in their countries. So when you know what hits the fan and then they ask for help, what do we do or what should we do?
Well, the United States, with regards to Canada, has slighted and marginalized their losses in Afghanistan. 495 killed. Apparently that didn't go over well with the Canadian citizens.
Mm-hmm.
And you just heard on the news somebody else was also accused. And since countries are lining up behind Canada, Trump has used his ultimate insult. He's called the Canadian Prime Minister a loser. And he says all the allies will come back to the United States on their knees and have to pay.
You know what? If those countries want to get behind Canada, good luck.
Well, you know, the war to take over Greenland, it doesn't have to be fought in Greenland. So, okay. You know, the last country to join NATO, attempt to join?
I can't recall.
Switzerland.
Okay.
Well,
all right.
Anyway, I hope you found some of this of interest.
All right, sir. Well, as always,
take care and have a good day.
All right, thank you. 238-5775. 238 KPRL, which leads to the question regarding NATO and even the United Nations. Have they outlived their purpose? What do you think? 238, now the United Nations, that question goes back quite a few years, probably more than 20 years. So then you have the question about NATO. And as far as treaties, again, in my lifetime, I don't know how many treaties have been signed around the world and so forth, but it doesn't seem to be, in most cases, that they're worth the ink that was put on the papers. I don't know how many we saw in the Middle East over the last 40 or 50 years. It doesn't seem to mean anything. I mean, we can go back after World War I, too, couldn't we? And so forth and so on. All right, 238-5775, 238-KPRL. Don't forget, again, just off the subject, but that's why it's freedom of speech. If you're thinking about doing business with the cities or counties or the state today, you might want to double check because a lot of these agencies have the day off. The farm workers don't have the day off, but those who probably have never gotten their hands dirty will have the day off and continue to get a paycheck from you and I. Hi, good morning.
Good morning, man. I just listened to the last caller, and you can't sit still when that kind of information is put out. NATO has been failing almost since the day it was founded, which was immediately after World War II. It was the meeting was in Oslo. You may have heard of Oslo along the way, but not much attention is paid to it now. And the bottom line here, I'll give you an example of the European answer to being our ally. They are currently barring any military air service over their country from the United States or by the United States. That's not an ally. And believe me, throughout my travels in this country, every year, since I retired some 20 years ago. I can tell you, I've seen a spectacular country, but I've had to share that with Canadians. What are they all doing here if we have such a terrible country? Why are they here? Why are they using our services, our roads, etc.? They don't pay taxes here. But yet we're supposed to accommodate people here. And then turn around and their countries do things like, I know a number of people who've traveled to Spain over the last couple of years. Spain, for example, who's supposed to be our ally, is banning military air travel over their country because of the war. Let me tell you about that war, and it won't take long. It's long overdue that we brought Iran into compliance with at least the world's adage. And it's occurred. It's occurred now. And what did we find? A whole lot of war material. Why? Why do they need enough war material to more than defend themselves? And that's what we've encountered. So, you know, I'm sorry, but the United States makes mistakes. There's no question about that. But this is not one of them, in my view. And for those allies, those so-called allies, I say we never give them any more assistance if and when they need it. Because that's the kind of reception we're getting from our so-called allies.
Well, I'll go a little bit further than that, Cody, and this may seem like it's a little goofy, but when we have countries, and they've been doing it for a long, long time, spit on us, I think we cut off the money trough. No more.
No more to Spain, that's for sure.
You want to run your mouth, you want to disparage us and so forth, you'll get no help. Now, if individual organizations want to help if there's a disaster, that's one thing. But you're not getting it from us. And here's the other thing is, I understand that people want to go see parts of the world, and it's their money. However, for countries that do harm to us and want to do harm to us, including Mexico, I don't know why people spend 1 cent of vacation money in those countries.
I don't either.
If you choke them, maybe that will force them to change, just like the government should choke them by not giving them any money. And you tell them, you'll get nothing unless you change.
And that's basically what's going on with the guy we've got in the White House now. He's not anxious to help those who won't help us back. And that includes the elimination of a heinous regime that kills its own people. This is all a religious war. That's my theory.
Well,
and has been for quite a while.
And well, okay. I'd like to get into that a little bit more, but we don't have time. We're out of time.
I understand. We'll talk soon.
All right, we're gonna head this way, folks.
Local news update brought to you by Stiefel Investment Services. The Templeton Library will kick off an Easter egg hunt as part of its first Saturday sales series on April 4th. Starting April, the first Saturday of each month will feature thrift, vintage, flea, and maker's tents at the Templeton Library starting at 8 a.m. The first market sale will also feature an Easter egg hunt for children ages 1 through 8 starting at 9:30 a.m. CHP has released further details of the collision that took place Saturday night at the bottom of the Cuesta Grade, confirming one fatality. The driver of a Toyota Camry attempted to turn left onto the southbound 101 with a Toyota Highlander collided with it. Another vehicle hit the Camry as a passenger attempted to exit it. The passenger was pronounced dead at the scene. Details of these and other stories coming up. Cloudy skies today with highs in the mid-60s. It's 57 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Stiefel Investment Services.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero. The best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care. All your vehicle needs. Everything you want.
Fox News. I'm Therese Crowley. 1 month of Operation Epic Fury.
The latest intel is clear out of CENTCOM. Our strikes are damaging the morale of the Iranian military, leading to widespread desertions, key personnel shortages, and causing frustrations amongst senior
or Secretary leaders. Pete Hegseth. President Trump tells allies who refuse to help the U.S. secure the Strait of Hormuz, go get your own oil. Posting Iran has been decimated. The hard part is done. Wall Street Journal reports the president may be looking to wrap it up as a gallon of regular gas hits $4, last seen in the Biden days. TSA workers now getting paid, but House Speaker Mike Johnson tells Fox Congress left more in the lurch in the homeland shutdown.
Just in those two agencies, CBP and ICE, you're talking about 98,000 hardworking Americans, self-sacrificing people who have to pay their mortgages and put food on the table. They wanted to zero them out. We cannot be a part of that.
America's listening to Fox News.
When friends and family come to visit this spring, you want them close, but maybe not that close. Give your guests a stay that they'll love at Allegretto Vineyard Resort. Spring is one of the most beautiful times here. Lush vineyards, milder weather, and fewer crowds before the summer heat. Your guests can relax in elegant rooms, enjoy vineyard views, and experience award-winning food and wine. It's the perfect balance of hosting and having your space. Book their spring stay at AllegrettoVineyardResort.com.
I am Central Coast Attorney Dave Duringer, and I believe in faith, family, and freedom. Without faith and family, there is no freedom. So the mission of my law firm, Protective Law Corporation in Morro Bay, is to help families grow family power by transmitting life, fortune, and honor to descendants.
Defensive handgun training under time pressure. My free course at guntrust.org, partially funded by proceeds of my federal case against Morro Bay and two police chiefs, is also an advanced estate planning seminar, including the latest on taxes, guns, homeschooling, values transmission, and for blended families, how not to disinherit your kids.
If you are serious about asset protection and family protection, call me, Dave Duringer of Protective Law Corp in Morro Bay. Dial 805-225-5105. Or just click on my phone number at lawnews.tv. Again, lawnews.tv, LAWNEWS.tv.
All right. Every Lainey. 4 years.
Oops. So Lainey Wilson is coming to the California Mid-State Fair. Tickets go on sale this Friday, 10 a.m. Go to midstatefair.com. But you can win them before you can buy them right here on KPRL. Just email me, Kevin, at KPRL.com. I'll let you know through the email if you have won the tickets. It is simply that simple. Got that? Simply that simple.
North County weather.
Brought to you by Hutch Heating and Air. Tune-up, repair, replacement. Get it done by the pros. All right, some clouds today. Highs in the mid-60s, only about a 25% chance of rain. Some more clouds tonight. Overnight lows in the upper 40s. And a few passing clouds. Otherwise, a little bit of sunshine. Upper 60s on your Wednesday. Thursday, well, low 70s and then partly cloudy, mid-70s on your Good Friday. Saturday, mid-80s. Easter Sunday, low 80s, sunny. Upper 70s Monday and upper 70s a week from today. Today's UV index will be 8. Up and down, 6:51 a.m., 7:24 p.m. We are at 57 degrees. Weather was brought to you by Hutch Heating and Air. Go online, hutchheatingandair.com. Community Calendar is brought to you by the good folks at Spirit of Paso Robles Restaurant, delightful River Oaks community. All right, why do I have this in my hand? Should have this in my hand. I had birthdays and anniversaries in my hand. All righty, let's see here. Oh, the North San Luis Obispo County Concert Association, they have are in their 77th season, and they have the Zaha, the music concert featuring, coming up Sunday, April 19th. And, of course, that is at the Trinity Lutheran Church on Creston Road, and enjoy that. And let's see here, $30 at the door. Season tickets will be prorated, and members are prepaid, of course. For more information, you can go to nslocca.org. So schedule that on the calendar. Also on the calendar, it's a little bit out, but Colony Days, it's coming up October 17th. October 17th, all right, and the committee and everybody involved wants you to know that if you're interested in being part of this three-day festival in October And there's many ways you can be involved, from sponsorship and, you know, being setting up your own business and booth and so forth. So get a hold of the folks on the Colony Days Committee in Atascadero and see what you can do. Maybe even volunteer. Community Calendar was brought to you by Spirit of Paso Robles. Lunch every day, brunch on the weekends, and dinner Wednesday through Sunday. Moving right along here at 6 minutes away from 8.
Happy, happy birthday, baby.
Birthdays and anniversaries brought to you by Bella Jewel Fine Jewelry. Okay, let's see here. We have Callie Griffiths having a day. Kimberly Miller, John Nickett, Don Knees. Says Father Ray. Okay. Sean Dallier. Uh-oh. Gary Eberly is having a birthday today. And how about this? Speaking of, well, no, I don't want to go here with this. A big 21 years young to Cheyenne Mastagna. All right, happy birthday and anniversary to our local folks on my right-hand side. Let's see here. Henry Morgan, the TV game show I've Got a Secret, not the one from MASH. 1915, 1994, golf champ Tommy Bolt, 1918, 2008. Richard Kiley, the actor, 1922, 1999. William Daniels from St. Elsewhere and others, 1927. Gordie Howe, one of the great hockey players of all time, 1928, 2016. Country music, or country music singer, You've Got the Money, Honey, I've Got the Time. Yes, indeed. Lefty Frizzell, 1928, 1975, for a short time, drinking buddies with Hank Sr. Liz Claiborne, the fashion designer, 1929, 2007. Now the golf champ, Miller Barber, 1931, 2013. Alrighty, Richard Chamberlain, Dr. Kildare, 1934, 2025. Guy wrote Shirley Jones, quite the actress and singer, 1934. John D. Loudermilk, songwriter, Rose and a Baby Ruth, sitting in the balcony, and how about this one, Then You Can Tell Me Goodbye. He died in 2016, Herb Alpert, 1935. He was raised in California, Jimmy Johnson, 1938, football. Rod Allen from The Fortunes, 1944, 2008. Gabe Kaplan, Mr. Carter, 1945. Everybody's favorite politician, inventor of the internet, Al Gore, 1948. Rhea Perlman from Cheers, 1948. Running back out of Cornell, Ed Marinaro, 1950. And let's see here. Who else do we have on this list? Agnes Young from AC/DC, 1955. This guy was a good basketball player out of Carolina. J.R. Reed, 1968, and that is it. All right, let's see. Where are we? Running out of time. One of America's greats passed away on this day, Jesse Owens, 1980. Also, looking. Terry Schiavo, remember that big medical case back in 2005? And is that it? Selena, remember that singer? She was murdered back in 1995. And Brandon Lee, son of Bruce Lee, died in 1993. That is it. All right, going to the top of the list today, ladies and gentlemen, one of the greatest man-to-man cornerbacks in the history of professional football, and that would be one, Jimmy Johnson, raised in Kingsburg, California.
Local news update brought to you by Mars Mega Storage in Paso Robles. Big or small, they store it all. The California Mid-State Fair has announced Lainey Wilson will perform as part of the Michelob Ultra Concert Series Friday, July 17th. The opening show will be Colton Dawson. Tickets go on sale this Friday, April 3rd at 10 a.m. The Central Coast Zoo will be holding its Party for the Planet Earth Day celebration Saturday, April 18th from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. The 15th anniversary of this event celebrates the conservation and protection of animals and plants. The event is free with general admission to the zoo. Details of these and other stories coming up. Cloudy skies today with highs in the low 60s. It's 57 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Mars Mega Storage, marsmegastorage.com.
While at UCLA, he was also All-American in track and field, winning the 110 hurdles championship. And he had 47 interceptions in his career, 1970s All-Decade Team, and is in the Pro Football Hall of Fame, by the way. He was a first-round pick by the 49ers back in 1961. Quite the athlete. His brother was the athlete, too, Rafer Johnson. This hour of the Morning Exchange was brought to you by Solarponics.
You're listening to the North County's choice for local news and Sound Off 1230 till 2, KPRL, Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero.